Ralphie Radio Show, each and every Friday, we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly, latest edition on Newsstands Now, and Scene Queen Jordy Lippe calling into the RRS. What's up, Jordy?
You know, just lots of celebrity gossip, as always.
You can't do a celebrity gossip segment at all without talking about Charlie Sheen. There was just a raid, obviously, at his house by the LAPD. They say it was pre-planned, and Jordy, Life and Style Weekly might know why that raid happened.
As you know, we spoke with him exclusively last week, and we got a little bit of an insight into maybe what's going on in his head. He actually admitted to us that he's really starting to lose his mind, and with kids being around, they were taken out of the house, and now there was a raid because maybe he's a danger to himself, which is a high possibility.
They were looking for like weapons and drugs, obviously, in the house. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they said it was an antique gun that was in the house, but still, again, he even said himself, "I'm ready to call anyone who's willing to help me." So it might be a cry for help at the same time.
Certainly a different tone than what we've seen from him in the media on these television interviews, on these Ustream segments that he's been doing as well. And of course, this week, in addition to the raid, Charlie was fired from Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much off that now. You can forget about him coming back?
I think you can forget about him coming back. They're looking at a variety of different people, including John Stamos, which people are kind of hoping for. But yeah, when we sat down and spoke with him, he was definitely not in this fun frame of mind that he's been portraying in the media. He kind of seemed very sad. And he actually told us, he said, "I'm not having a good day at all. Very bad day," and he was trying to get the kids back. So there's definitely two sides to Charlie Sheen right now.
Very interesting. Read all about it in Life and Style Weekly. We're talking with Scene Queen Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Brad and Angelina, really haven't heard too much about them, I believe, since like the Golden Globes. But back in the news now, but for a good thing, of course. You caught them, spending some quality time together, right, Jordy?
Absolutely. You know, they're just a normal couple as well, and we actually caught them playing Monopoly at a private room in the Roosevelt Hotel a couple weeks ago. So, they ain't low-key.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I love it. Good
right,
stuff.
Well, you know, they've got real estate all over the place, so
yeah,
why not
right.
play a game to get more real estate?
Latest edition of the Life and Style Weekly on Newsstands Now. Scene Queen Jordy Lippe. Hey, have a great weekend.
Great, you too.